human influences on the environment. Human activities can affect the environment in many ways. Some of them are positive and some are negative. Glass houses and polytunnels can be used to increase the yield of certain crops by controlling the levels of carbon dioxide and temperature. Fertilizer can be used on the land to increase crop yields. Pesticides can be used to reduce the damage done to crops by pests. There are disadvantages and advantages to using pesticides and biological control to deal with pests. Fish can be farmed to produce large numbers for food. The air can be polluted by sulfur dioxide, which causes acid rain, and by carbon monoxide. Greenhouse gases trap heat energy from the sun in the atmosphere and around the Earth. The level of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is increasing as a result of human activities, and this is leading to global warming. Water can be polluted by sewage and leached minerals such as nitrates from fertilizer. Both can cause a lack of oxygen in the water. This is eutrophication. Deforestation has damaging effects on the environment.
Food production.
The human population of the world has grown enormously and is now over 6 billion people. This huge population puts many demands on the environment for food, building materials, fuel, and space. Food production affects the environment in many ways, and farmers are always trying to increase their yield. Examples: farmers use greenhouses and polyethylene tunnels to grow crops. They can increase the rate of photosynthesis and so increase the crop yields. The glass or polyethylene gives a greenhouse effect, warming up the growing area so that the photosynthesis can take place as fast as possible to increase the yield. The level of carbon dioxide in the air can also be controlled to speed up the rate of photosynthesis. Fertilizers are widely used to increase crop yields, and fertilizers return nitrates and other minerals to the soil to make sure the plants have all the nutrients they need to grow as quickly as possible. Pests are controlled to prevent from damaging crops. For this, pesticides are used. These are chemicals that farmers spray on their crops to kill pests. They can also kill useful animals such as pollinating insects and the predators of the pests. Biological pest control uses another organism to control the pest. It can be very effective, but it never completely gets rid of the pest.
Fish farming.
More and more fish are being farmed to increase the amount of protein food available. Fish are kept in large enclosures so that the water quality can be monitored and controlled. The numbers of fish have to be carefully controlled to avoid too much competition between members of the same species. Other types of fish are kept out of the enclosures to avoid interspecific competition. The quality of the food and the frequency of feeding are controlled, and selective breeding is used to produce fish that grow as fast as possible. Problems with this involve disease and wild fish stocks being depleted to make pellets that affect the farm fish.
Air pollution.
Sulfur dioxide is produced when fossil fuels are burned. Combining with rainwater, it forms acid rain, which damages plants, life in streams and lakes, and damages buildings. Carbon monoxide gas is formed when fuels are burned without enough oxygen. Combining quickly with the hemoglobin in our blood, carbon monoxide kills us. Carbon dioxide, water vapor, nitrous oxide, methane, and CFCs are all greenhouse gases. They trap heat around the surface of the earth, which is helpful because it keeps us warm. They are increasing due to human activities, however, and are causing global warming, changing the environment around us.
Water pollution.
The three main substances that pollute water are nitrates from fertilizers, sewage, and detergents. Nitrates leach from fertilizers into soil, into water, leading to eutrophication. Nitrate levels rise, increase algae growth, blocks light from water plants which die. Algae die as they run out of nitrates, decomposers break down dead plants and algae using oxygen. Oxygen levels in the water fall and animals cannot live. Sewage pollution also results in many microorganisms that decompose the sewage. This uses up the oxygen in the water so that animals cannot survive.
Boom! Deforestation!
Cutting down large areas of forest leaves the soil exposed. Minerals are leached out of the soil is eroded, washed or blown away. The water cycle is disturbed by lack of transpiration from the trees, and the balance of carbon dioxide and oxygen in the atmosphere is affected. Trees take in carbon dioxide and produce oxygen when they photosynthesize. After deforestation, carbon dioxide builds up in the atmosphere and less oxygen is made. In addition, the trees are often burned, using up oxygen and putting even more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Woo, shabba-da-ba-ba-ba. That's chapter 15. Thank you.